It's Monday, November the 23rd, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist, sponsored by Raytheon Technologies. Coming up, America's 12 millionth COVID-19 case and Britain's new trade deal. First, the world in brief. America starts its Thanksgiving week with 12 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. More than 100,000 new cases have been added daily for 20 days running. The country has racked up more than a quarter of its total in November alone. More than 256,000 Americans have now died of the disease. California started a curfew, while other states' governors refused to consider further lockdowns. Despite the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention urging Americans to observe the holiday at home, 50 million are expected to travel. Chris Christie, a former governor of New Jersey and once Donald Trump's biggest booster, jumped ship, calling the sitting president's legal efforts to forestall defeat a national embarrassment. Twitter and Facebook confirmed that they will pass control of the presidency's official social media accounts to Joe Biden on January 20th, Inauguration Day. Mr. Biden, meanwhile, started sharing glimpses of a cabinet in waiting, featuring Antony Blinken, a veteran of the Obama administration, as Secretary of State. Abiy Ahmed, Ethiopia's Prime Minister, told the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front it had 72 hours to surrender. Government troops are advancing on Mekelle, the capital of Tigray region which the TPLF governs. They plan to surround the city of 500,000 with tanks and may shell it until it raises the white flag. Armed conflict broke out earlier this month. Britain and Canada agreed to a rollover trade deal that will mirror the terms of an existing agreement between Canada and the European Union when the Brexit transition period ends on December 31st. Britain has so far secured only a few post-Brexit trade agreements, but optimism is rising that it will agree one with the EU in time to avoid crashing out of the bloc without a deal. Mink have tested positive for coronavirus at a farm in France, the latest in a string of European countries in which the virus has passed from humans to the animals. Around 17 million mink will be killed in Denmark after a new strain there jumped back into humans. Scientists fear the mutated bug might be resistant to vaccines currently under development. Liu He, China's vice premier, promised a crackdown on dodgy conduct in the country's bond market. Several state-owned firms, including Yongxiong Coal and Electric Holding Group, a giant coal producer, have recently defaulted on their debt. The government said it would come down hard on fraud, including falsified disclosures, malicious transfer of assets, and misappropriation of issuance funds. And the chief executive of Delta Airlines, America's second-largest carrier, hinted it may order some Boeing 737 MAX airliners. Last week, regulators in America gave the green light for the aircraft to return to the skies for the first time since it was grounded in March 2019, after two crashed in Indonesia and Ethiopia and killed 346 people.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.